Beginning the new Perek, Perek Shlishi, on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Mishnah. So after the Sota is adjured by the Kohen, Haya, the Baal would notel es minchasa mitoch kfifa mitzritz, the husband would take the mincha out of the kfifa mitzritz, the basket, that the mincha sota was brought in, menosna l'toch klisharis, and then he put it into a klisharis in order to mekadesh it. Menosna al yada, and he puts it on her hand, and then the kohen maniach yado mitachtea, and then a kohen puts his hand underneath her hand, umenifa, and they shake it up and down and around like a lulav. Heinif v'higish kamatz v'hikdir. So after they shake it, then the higish, it's brought to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, then the kohen kamatz does kamitza v'hikdir, and he offers it on the mizbeach. V'sha'ar nechal kohanim, and the leftovers is then eaten by the kohanim. The order of the things are, first, haya mashka, he would make her drink, the woman drink the waters, v'char kach makriv es minchasa, and afterwards then the mincha was offered. Rabbi Shimon omer, the opposite, makriv es minchasa, first the mincha was offered, v'char kach haya mashke, and only afterwards she would drink. Sh'ne'emar, as it says, v'char yashke es ha'isha, es ha'mayim, as the pasuk says, at the beginning, v'kamatza kohen es mincha, saskatzar, first he does the mincha, v'iktir ha'mizbecha, V'achar, and afterwards, Yashkeh Se'isha, Samayim. So we see first comes the Mincha, and then the Hashka, then the water. However, Rabbi Shimon agrees, B'di'evid, im Hishka, v'achar kach hikriv et minchasa, if he did the other way around, B'di'evid, k'shera, it's okay. Rashi, haya notel minchasa, who takes it, Habal, dehadar mina de'ein mitzvah kahuna b'menachos, ela mikemitza ve'elech. That which we say, that there's no mitzvah of the kahuna except from kemitza and on, vagasha nami tchilat kemitza hi, and the bringing it to the mizbeach is the beginning of the kemitza, she'ein zar karev l'mizbeach, as a non-kohen cannot come to the mizbeach, aval kidush kli, but putting it in the kli, v'yitzikata, and blila, mixing it together with the oil and the flour, etc., all that is kosher with azar, non-kohen. Binosna al yada, and it's put on her hand, lanif to shake. V'kohen maniach yado mitachtea, the kohen puts his hand under his. V'gemara yalif tenufas tsriche yad bailim, the gemara is going to learn out that the shaking needs to be done by the bailim, v'yad kohen and the yad kohen as well. And the bailim, the minchasota, who's the bailim and the minchasota? He ha'isha is the woman. Vigish lekeren marvit ramit, where do you bring it to? To the southwest corner, Kiditanya, in Perek Sheni, Beseder Menachos, Bekulu hanachsivi be minchas sota tnufa, vehakrava, kimitza, vhaktara. All these are written by the minchas sota, the shaking, the bringing it to the mizbeach, doing the kimitza and the offering. Veshaar, and the leftovers is nechal, shekolak nikmatzon, anything which kemitza is done on, shirem nechal, and the leftovers are eaten. Dechziv, it says toras stam mincha, bestam mincha, it says toras, vezos toras amincha, vechule, ad venoseres mimenu, etc. Vachar kach makri, vegemar parich ham tana le, and where he's going to ask, what do you mean, and then it's offered? We already mentioned the offering, vihiktir. Umayya kriv od lachar tara, can you offer it again if it's already been offered? Plufsad rabbanu rabbi shimon, vegemara yali flami cry, exactly what the source of the machloikas is, and rabbanu rabbi shimon is going to be learnt in the gemara through the psuki. Gemara, amar le rabbi elazar, this is rabbi elazar ben padat, he said le rabbi yoshia, the Dari, who lived in his generation, lo teisav akarech, don't sit down, ad demifarshat la laha milsa, until you explain to me the following thing, and that is, minayin leminchasota shetuna tnufa, how do we know that the minchasota needs waving? So he answered back, what kind of a question is that? Minalan, how do we know that? It's a pasuk, it says in the pasuk ve'einif, einif ksiba. So he answered back, no, what I want to know is b'bailim minalan. How do we know that the bailim have to be the ones that shake it? So he answered him, Rabbi Yoshi answered him, asya It's we learn Exereshava Yad Yad Mishlamim from the Tnufa of the Chazay and the Shok and the Emurim of the Shlamim. Ksiv Hacha says over here by Minchasota says the word Lakach HaKoin Miyad Haisha. It says the word Miyad. Ksiv Hasam and it says over there by Tnufas Shlamim Yadav Irtiviana. We see also the word Yad. So Ma'akan, just like over here by the Sota, it needs to be done by a Kohen. So Avlahalan by the Shlamim, it has to be a Kohen. Umalahalan, and what, just like by the Shlamim, the Bailim have to be the ones that shake it. So Afkan, also Bailim. Haket said, how is it done? Because it says Bailim, and it says also the Kohen. So Maniach Yado, Tachaz Yedei Bailim, meaning if the Kohen puts his hand underneath the Bailim's hands, and it is shaken. Rashi, the Rabbi Yoshia de Dare, Amorahu. This Rabbi Yoshia is an Amora, who bedoro shel Rabbi Lezer ben Pedat, who, and he was in the same door of Rabbi Lezer ben Pedat. Be'od haya Rabbi Yoshia shaya Tana. There was another Rabbi Yoshia. There was a Tana. Bar Plukta the Rabbi usually argues with Rabbi Yonasan, Bekulei Gemara. Behainu the Kamar. That's why I had to say over here, Rabbi Yoshia de Dare. He had to say Rabbi Yoshia of his generation. So you shouldn't think it's referring to the Tana. The Lo Tema the Rabbi Yoshia Zaken. And it must be that way over here. The lav orach ara lemeimra le hachid shegadol v'zaken mimenu haya. Because it wouldn't make sense. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat would talk that way to Rabbi Yoshi at the Tana and say, don't sit down until you answer me. He was much greater than he if he was a Tana. Bibali minalan says, Rashi shetehei ha'isha minifayim a coin, that the woman has to shake it with a coin. The hakra b'koin l'chudik siv, it's referring to the coin alone. L'kacha kohen miyad isha. Mishlamim, we learn it from Shlamim. Mitnufas Chazay Veshuk Veimurim the Shlamim. Yadav Tivienu, it says by the Shlamim. Bebailim Siv, that's referring to the Bailim. Begai Betnufak Siv, and it's first to waving. Ma'akan Kohen, Besotak Siv, Kohen, Betnufas Minchasa. Fine. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara brings the Mishnah, where we said, Heinith Higish Fekamatz Vehiktir. We said in the Mishnah that it's waved, then they bring it, the Kohen brings it to the Mizbeach, and Kmitz is done Vehiktir, and it's offered. And then it says later on in the Mishnah, Hayamashke Vachakach Makriv Es Minchata. And then you give her the drink, and then you offer the mincha. Ma'akrava, but it was already offered. We already said that it was hikdi, already offered it. So what's going on? So the Gemara explains, hachi kamar. This is how we have to understand the setup of the Mishnah. Seder menachas ketzet, heini vihigish kamas vihikdir vashar nechala konim, period. In other words, that's a statement of the order of the mincha, the mincha, how's it done? It's first, if you shake it, then you bring it to the mizbeach, do kamitza, and then you offer it, and the rest is eaten to the konim. Now, that is a thing in itself. Then comes a machloik, is fine, that's the mincha. Now, this whole process, when is that done, though? Is that done before the woman drinks or after the woman drinks? And that's the machloikas that comes afterwards. Ubashka gufe plige, and the gabi the drinking, that's where they argue. The Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, right? The Rabbanan Sabre, they hold the mashke v'char kach markiv es minchala. This statement over here that we learned, that the order, that comes after the drinking. First she drinks, and then comes this whole section of what is done. But Rabbi Shimon Savar, and he held, no. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Dik Makriv et Mincha. No, first this comes this order of things of the Mincha. V'charchach Mashkesh Neimar V'char Yashkeh. Says Rashi, Ha'akrava. What's going on over here? Kodam Hashka Diktani Kamat V'Hiktir V'Hadar Tanya V'Hayam Mashkeh. What's going on? It says that you offer it, and afterwards she drinks, and then offer again. We're talking about afterward. You're offering it again. No haki kamar. Had a ton of reisha, that which it says at the beginning, heini vihigish kamas vihiktir, quote unquote. Lav dafke kodem hashka anak. Even though it happened, the Mishnah happens to be written before it's talking about giving her to drink, but lav dafka. It doesn't mean that that's the order. Velo ayri bashka akla. We're not talking about hashka over here, giving her to drink. El ayri beseder akravas mincha sota, just the order of the actual mincha sota, how do you do it? Shekain hu tnufa, which is tnufa vagasha kamitsa nakara. Fine. V'achi kamar, k'sheba l'akriva haya notla mitoch kvifa mitzri, and if you take a kvifa mitzri, etc., etc. And after we explain the order of the mincha offering, then comes the machlokes. B'hadir ari mi kodem, o ashka kodem kol eila. What comes first? Is giving her the drink though comes before this whole series of things? Or im kol eila kodmim lashka, or maybe not. Maybe this whole order of things comes before the hashka, and she drinks after. And that, in fact, upligi ba Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. Ad Khan.